It's MKFM. Delighted to be joined this morning by Alex Summers, the author of The Standing Dad. Alex, how are you?
Hello, I'm good. Yes, how are you?
Very well. Lovely to speak to you. The Standing Dad, a book very sort of connected to Milton Keynes, which I'm sure we'll come on to. But tell us about the book, first of all, and what it's about.
So The Standing Dad is a story of community and found family. And it follows a woman called Meg, who is engaged to her partner, Hannah. And she's kind of gearing up for her wedding and doing the preparations. And she goes to meet a florist with her parents to kind of start the wedding planning. But she receives a text from her parents saying that they are kind of not feeling great about the wedding and that they're not going to come. And when David, who is a kind of older, a gay man who runs the florists, when he sees her crying, he invites her in for a cup of tea. And he ends up offering to be her kind of stand-in parent for the wedding preparations until kind of hopefully her parents come round to the idea of the wedding.
Fantastic. So it's fiction. How long have you been writing?
Yeah, the last few years, really. It's funny when you have a kind of book out, there's kind of so much kind of background work that, you know, you've been doing for years before you kind of get a book out.
Yeah, but,
This idea has kind of been in my head for a while, and then started writing last year. And then it all came together quite quickly, really. Yeah.
Okay. Interesting. So you grew up here in Milton Keynes, didn't you?
Yes. From when I was two, and then until I was kind of early 20s.
Okay.
So, yes. And a local.
Am I right in saying that the book has sort of connections to Milton Keynes through the story?
Yeah. We. Meg. Again, she kind of like me grew up in Milton Keynes. Her parents lived in Woburn. And everyone in the story is kind of embedded in the local area, and we kind of go to a lot of the book is set in Woburn, but then we go to Campbell Park, we go to Bletchley, we go to the shopping centre, and kind of as a local, I really wanted to kind of get those places in and kind of represent them really accurately. And particularly as a resident, there's not a whole bunch of books or films or TV that are kind of set in Milton Keynes, so that was a real pleasure actually bringing that in.
Fantastic. So this is your debut novel. What's it like seeing it go from just an idea in your head, like the nugget of a story, to now being a book that people can go and buy?
Yeah, it's really strange. It kind of you're very much on your own for a long time in the kind of planning and, mm-hmm. and the kind of long hours of all the writing. And then as you kind of gear up to publication, there's hints of other people reading it, and the publishers read it, and we've got some book bloggers that you kind of go to a bit earlier, but it's only kind of the last week or so where it's really kind of ramped up, and that it's becoming very, very real that friends and family and people that I don't know are starting to read it now and kind of getting in touch. So
how exciting. Scary but excited. What's the feedback been like from people that have read it?
Yeah, it's been lovely. Like, a lot of the reviews so far have made a few people cry, which, as a writer, you do want.
Yes, absolutely.
Which is nice. But hopefully happy tears, kind of nice, kind of, come to the end of a story. And it's, although it touches on some quite dark or kind of difficult emotional stuff, it's also, I really wanted people to finish it and feel really uplifted and feel really energised about, their involvement in their community and feel kind of really uplifted. So that seems to have worked.
Fantastic. Well, we can't wait to read it. How can people get a copy, or where can people find it?
Wherever you normally buy your books, whether that be kind of physical or e-reader or audiobook, kind of all the usual places, it'll be just The Standing Dad, Alex Summers.
Keep an eye out for it. Alex Summers, The Standing Dad, debut novel. Is there other nuggets of idea in your head? What's Alex Summers going to be doing next?
I think you're always kind of thinking of things and kind of noting down little observations and conversations and things, and I've got a few ideas that are in the same kind of uplifting kind of community area that I'm kind of developing, so I don't know which one of those will come first, but really hoping to pick one of those soon and kind of roll with it and kind of go from idea to finish book.
Absolutely. Well, it's been fantastic speaking to a new Milton Keynes author about a book largely set in Milton Keynes as well. We're excited to see how The Standing Dad does, and looking forward to your next works as well. Alex Summers, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for having me.